Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1 Creation Chapter 17 Punishment and Reward of Kali Part 1 Verses 1 through 16 Parikshit observes a terrorized cow and bull. Sukta Goswami continued speaking to the sages of Nainisharanya, headed by Shaunaka Rishi. After reaching that place, Maharaj Parikshit observed that a lower caste Shudra, dressed like a king, was beating a cow and bull with a club as if they had no owner. The bull was as white as a white lotus flower. He was terrified of the Shudra who was beating him, and he was so afraid that he was standing on one leg, trembling and urinating. Although the cow is beneficial, because one can draw religious principles from her, she was now rendered poor and capless. Her legs were being beaten by the Shudra. There were tears in her eyes, and she was distressed and weak. She was hankering after some grass in the field. Maharaj Parikshit, well equipped with arrows and bow, was seated on a gold-embossed chariot, and he spoke to the Shudra with a deep voice sounding like thunder. "Oh, who are you? You appear to be strong, and yet you dare kill within my protection those who are helpless? By your dress, you pose yourself to be a godly man, a king, but by your deeds you are opposing the principles of the twice-born Kshatriyas. You rogue! Do you dare beat an innocent cow? Because Lord Krishna and the carrier of the Gandiva bow Arjuna are now out of sight? And since you are beating the innocent in a secluded place, you are to be considered a culprit, and therefore deserve to be killed." "Oh, bull, who are you? As white as a white lotus, are you a demigod? You have lost your three legs and are moving on one only. Are you some demigod causing us grief in the form of a bull? Now, for the first time in a kingdom well protected by the arms of the kings of the Kuru dynasty, I see you grieving with tears in your eyes. Up till now, no one on earth has ever shed tears because of royal negligence. O son of Surabhi, you need lament no longer now. There is no need to fear this low-class Shudra. And you, O Mother Cow, as long as I am living as ruler and subduer of all envious men, why, there is no cause for you to cry. Everything will be good for you. O chaste one, the king's good name, duration of life, and good rebirth all vanish when all kinds of living beings are terrified by miscreants in his kingdom. And it is certainly the prime duty of a king to first subdue the sufferings of those who suffer. Therefore, I must kill this most wretched man because he is violent against other living beings. O son of Surabhi, who has cut off your three legs? In the state of kings who are obedient to the laws of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, there is no one as unhappy as you. O bull, you are offenseless and thoroughly honest. Therefore, I wish all good for you. So please tell me the perpetrator of these mutilations, which blackmail the reputation of the sons of Pritha. For whoever causes offenseless living beings to suffer must fear me anywhere and everywhere in this world. By curbing dishonest miscreants, one automatically benefits the offenseless. An upstart living being who commits offenses by torturing those who are offenseless shall be directly uprooted by me, even though one may be a denizen of heaven with armor and decorations. The supreme duty of the ruling king is to give all protection to law-abiding persons and to chastise those who stray from the ordinances of the scriptures in ordinary times when there is no emergency. Recorded January 20, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I read a certain book that touched my heart. I hear a special sound tear me apart. But oh, many, many, many lives gone by. I've wasted all of them and now I know the answer why. What should I do? I must surrender, 'cause Krishna is God.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna is God.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna is God. Say about me, fool, fool, fool. They say I never, never be free, fool, fool, fool. But oh, it doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love him any old way. What can I do when it's true? Nobody, nobody, 'cause Krishna is God.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.